This is Manya from Friendshipable, a Project BFF podcast. Along with my co-host Terry, we love talking about friendships, talking with others who think about friendships, and learning about these important relationships in our lives. If you like this content, please support us on Patreon, patreon.com/projectBFF, or subscribe to the podcast via your favorite podcast app. If you have a podcast, consider hosting it on Buzzsprout. We love it. They make it so easy. And we have a link in our show notes for you. Thanks. I hope you enjoy this episode. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to Friendshipable, a Project BFF podcast. And today is a special episode. It's Terry and myself, Manya.
Just us, kids.
We're not having a guest today because we just feel like asking each other some deep questions. Isn't that what we're going to do, Terry?
We are going to do deep questions. We might even get to some fun questions, and probably that will lead to other questions. But yeah, these are always fun to do.
Let's do it.
And we promise there was no like heads up, or I'm going to tell you that Manya has no idea what I just found and I have no idea what she's going to say and what I'm going to say.
Uh-oh.
Let's do it. All right. So the first thing I found, and I'll be putting links to all of this. I did find some really good content. That was an interview of an expert, a psychologist on the Today Show, and there's all these questions. So I will put all of that information in the post. 80 fun questions. So what I'm going to do, Manya, and you'll have to roll the little roulette wheel in your brain.
Okay.
We have categories are deep questions to ask, fun questions, hard questions. So, and there's a list of them. So just pick a number and we'll pick that something between 1 and 10, probably.
6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. This is under the deep questions to ask.
Uh-oh.
What is your greatest accomplishment? Can we have the Jeopardy ding dong, you know, to think about it? No.
No, because I think in one of our other deep questions, we had something very similar to this.
Yeah. Do we want to change it up a little bit then?
Yeah, let's change it up a little bit because I feel like I answered this one.
Oh, it's interesting. Oh, maybe this was.
So let's try number 12.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. What three words describe what you're most grateful for?
Family. Friends. And now I have to think of a third word that starts with an F.
Wait, why? No, that wasn't part of the question.
So they go together.
Is it what you like to keep it in order?
Family, friends, and frogs. Family, friends, and fiddle faddle.
Yeah.
But no, neither fiddle faddle nor frogs would make my top list of things I'm grateful for. I would say my health.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
How about you? What three words would you say?
Family does come first. What three words to describe what you're most grateful for? Health is definitely there. It's the same three, which doesn't, for us to come up with the same answers is not very unusual because we're friends.
Yes.
We're friends because we do place a high value and gratitude on those three things.
Yeah.
Well,
then also numbers 4 and 5, fiddle, faddle, and frogs. We'll just say that's, even though I have very little connection to frogs and frogs. I've never had any fiddle, faddle. Sorry,
you
guys.
You just needed to keep it all ordered, very orderly. Is what you were saying.
Oh, but, friends, family, and fitness. There's our F.
That's the health one. Oh, yeah. Instead of health.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the reason why we both came up with the same thing is, and I won't speak for you, but I think it's because those are core things that so many other things that I have and I'm capable of doing and accomplishing just don't happen without some combination or influence of all three.
Yeah, they're pretty foundational
Yeah,
for me
that's
too.
it. Yeah.
So,
Oh,
and I
that's
bet for a lot of our listeners.
yeah. Yeah.
And
Yeah. They're the
okay,
they're
so what? Now you pick a number for a question without
Oh.
looking. Pick a number and then pick that
I
question.
know. How many are, oh, it's this is a long list. I'm going to say 20. Excuse me
All
while I
right.
count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Oh.
Oh.
What is most important to you now?
Oh my goodness. Is this a tough
Yeah.
one or is this a fun one? I'm not sure. What
This
is
comes
most
under the category of deep.
Okay. What is most important to me now? In what realm are we speaking?
Well,
Well, I guess I
it's
would say I'm gonna think about the realm of friendship. So I'm
yeah.
gonna say if I'm thinking about friendship and what is most important to me now is taking actions to sustain my friendships. So like everyone, I get busy, and also like everyone, I've got levels of friends, the people who are super close and I might talk to every day or multiple times a week, and then a layer out that's close but not as close, and you know, other kinds of layers. And it's been really important to me recently to take time to remember to just reach out to people across all of those
Yeah.
layers.
Yep.
And you know, I kind of it's not a printed list, but in my head, I have a list of, oh, I haven't talked to this person recently. Let me s send out a quick text, or let me ask them if they want to go to a movie or something, just to keep that connection. So it's been really important to me to be intentional about these relationships because I am so busy and my friends are also busy.
Yeah.
And wanting to hold up my end of the relationship.
The busyness aspect of it does kind of really strike me. I'm finding I'm going through a phase where all phases of my life, just like everybody else, are busy right now. And it's so that what's important to me is, as you were saying, just of maintaining those connections. And this is going to be very helpful to say it out loud, is to just I usually start by thinking more in, oh, I'm going to spend time writing a note or write or doing this or doing that or doing some gesture and sending somebody something. And it inevitably, a lot of times, it's like it just didn't make it in the rotation for the day. So it's, I think it's more being in that moment, just text somebody, just say something. It's just that easy. And it doesn't have to be anything extraordinary other than I'm thinking of you. And or something like that.
And
And
I have recently texted people that just say, "Hey there, I'm thinking about you." And I want to also just share, I have struggled recently and I've been a bit depressed, and I know why. I'm not going to share why, but I have been kind of just really curled up into myself, and that changes my relationship, as with any of us, it changed my relationship with my friends, because there was a big chunk of time there where I just didn't have the energy to reach out to friends and say, "Hi there, how are you doing? thinking about you, or even, hey, do you want to go to a movie? I just didn't have the capacity to do that.
Yeah.
And certainly many friends kept in touch with me, and I was so grateful for it because I wasn't in a position to reach out.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm kind of coming out of that, and I feel like I miss people because
yeah,
I really wasn't able to stay in touch. So it's, I guess I say that because I want our listeners to know it's not, you and I talk about friendships and we think about it all the time. And that doesn't mean that, you know, all the things we say you should do, like we're doing every minute of every
right.
day.
I mean, right. No, you know. Oh, right. No, we're living the same thing everybody else is.
Yeah. So, you know, even we recorded episodes, we interviewed people, we talked about friendships, but once the, you know, the camera went off, I was really just kind of curling back up into myself and not able to really reach out to my friends. So it also feels good now that because I'm feeling better and I'm thinking about it, it feels good to reach out to people again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And in what you're getting back from them too, is that they're glad to hear from you. And
yes.
And whether or not they were aware of where you were at, that has no bearing on it either. It's picking up
right.
where you left off the last time you had a conversation or did something,
yes.
or somebody really appreciating what it took for you to do that. So,
You just said something really important, sort of picking up where you left off.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this before in all sorts of ways where you've got a really close friend and you don't see each other for a year and you can,
mm-hmm.
it's just like you never were away.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, what's so interesting is I have friends of all different levels, like we talked about. And for all of them, even the people I'm not as close to, it still feels like we're just picking up from a few weeks ago. Like I've got so many amazing friendships at all different levels where it feels like, you know, I've missed them but we're just kind of jumping right back into it. It isn't a problem that there was a little while where we weren't in touch. So I just love that.
That's right. Yeah. And that description's at the very core of a friendship.
Yeah.
Is that you can pick up. So
very
nice. Thank you for sharing with that. It's really, I'm sure a lot of people appreciate what it and understand what you described. All right. So we've had our deep questions for friends.
Okay.
Let's do fun and in friends, sometimes funny questions to ask friends. So I don't know. Let's see.
Don't pick.
I'm not picking. You give me a number. Huh?
I was like, just pick a number. Don't read through the questions and pick the best one.
It's, okay. What movie or show do you keep rewatching?
Oh. Well, do you want to go first? Did I go first on the last one or did you go first?
Yeah, I think you did. I'm not sure, but I.
Why don't you go first?
So that's when I've heard people talk about this, they call about that's the remote drop. Like once I've scrolled through everything, I've seen it. It's like, boom. And it's usually a movie. And for better or for worse, I have to say, whenever I see Sweet Home Alabama, it's a remote drop. It doesn't matter because I've seen it so many times that I just hear the dialogue and I know exactly where they are or the scene. And there's, and yeah, I will. So that one I'll watch. And I guess the question is why? And I don't know the answer to it other than I like the story and the characters. And so that is one movie, Sweet Home Alabama.
Okay.
And I'm trying to think of others, but that's the first thing that comes to mind. I will stop and watch that and probably mouth the script back at them. So, yeah.
You know, I'm going to pick a TV show because I just finished rewatching the whole series. So it is called The Good Place.
Oh,
And Ted
yeah.
Danson and Kristen Bell and several other actors who are amazing, and I love every one of them, and I'm not remembering their names.
Right.
And I saw this show, live out in the wild when it first started. I watched it from the beginning to the end. And the series finale, to me, is the most perfect episode of TV. And I'm not sure it would be if you hadn't seen the rest of the series, but it just is the most perfect ending to a series. And so the story is about we start off with Kristen Bell's character discovers that she is dead and she's in the good place. And then we follow along with her and some other folks in their adventures. And there's even a book about the idea behind the series, because it is really also, there's a lot of philosophy in the show. In fact, one of the characters is a moral philosophy professor. And it just clicked, checked every box, clicked every button for me of the kind of content that I like and the kind of humor that I like. And it is also one of those that I can almost jump in at any episode and know where we are in the series, generally know what's going on. And I haven't watched it enough to be able to say all of the lines, but I will tell you that I watched that final episode multiple times when it ended, and I would just go back the next day and watch it again and watch it again. And it was I feel
You
like
mean
there's nothing.
after you first saw the
Yes,
final
when I
episode, like the
first
next
saw it.
day, when they first aired it, the next day you're watching it again.
Yes. I feel like there was not a note wrong in that episode. And there was a time where I probably could have given you the dialogue from that episode. So yeah. I highly recommend
That's a good one. I had started watching it, and I like Ted Danson, I like Kristen Bell, and it was, I don't know why I didn't continue with it. I followed it, I read articles about it, and I read,
it.
but I never, maybe that's one to go back. But nothing's going, be the watching the whole series for the first time was really the way to do it, because
I mean,
that's
it's
a
just
good
amazing.
one. That's a good one.
All right.
So
So we definitely have a few more minutes to go.
we do have a few more
So
minutes.
do I get to pick a friend, a fun one?
Yes, you
So
do.
I'm gonna say the 11th question on the list of fun questions.
All right. Oh, this is good. What is the most exciting adventure you've been
Oh my gosh. Okay. So
on?
first, I'm going to tell you something I've realized about myself. Because many, many, many people have heard me say the phrase, that is the best vacation I've ever been on. Because so many vacations I go on are so great and it's the greatest. And then the next one I go on is even greater. So it's hard because I've had some. So I'm picking a vacation as an adventure. There are other ways to have adventures, but I'm gonna say that my most recent vacation was the best adventure. Two friends and I went to South Africa, and we were there for almost 3 weeks, and 10 days of that was on safari. And I loved every minute in South Africa, the people, the geography, the animals, the nature. We did a few days in the cities, and then, like I said, the 10 days on safari, and we saw, almost all the animals, and had just so many amazing experiences that it's going to be hard to beat that one. Although I'm sure my next vacation I will somehow classify as the greatest
Well,
vacation
then what
ever.
you're doing is a collection of adventures.
Yes.
You have a
But I
collection.
highly recommend, safari had been on my life list, right? That's a thing. that a lot of people want to go on. And if it's on your life list, I recommend it.
I know we had gotten together right before you left, and in our common environment and stuff, and you're talking about this, and I'm trying to picture the person that's standing walking to me downtown right now in 48 hours is going to be on a safari. So I don't know how this happens, but all you have to do is be airborne for a while. But yes, I was very, that's very exciting. That's awesome. That's
So that,
awesome.
I would say that's my greatest adventure of
To
late.
date.
How about
Yes.
yourself?
Well, I also had to kind of narrow down a little bit of the species that I went to see, which trip for which species. I had flown down to the Dominican Republic to join a group that was going to be living on a boat out on what is called Silver Bank down in the Caribbean. And the Silver Bank is where the humpback whale population that we have in the East Coast here in the Atlantic Ocean spends their winters down there. Now, that always makes them say they are an intelligent being. They head to the Caribbean for the winter. So they do have intellect. So now we've that confirms it. But it's also the waters are clearer. That's why the humpbacks give birth down there, so they can protect the newborns. They also mate down there before they turn around and come back to the colder northern waters to eat. But my adventure was living with all the other enthusiasts on this boat. We were allowed to go snorkeling in the water and go, well, obviously you snorkel in the water, but go in the water when the whales were around. And look down and see a mom and her newborn calf. And you don't get to see those behaviors everywhere or every day or at just everywhere. You don't, you have to go to specific places and also see some of the behaviors we don't see when in the summertime when they're feeding was just the mating process in terms of the males chase, it's just like any other species. The men were chasing, the males were chasing the females, but the speed in which these animals moved was unbelievable. So having that experience and being there with people who also came from around the country and around the world to do the same thing, is one of my best adventures.
That sounds so amazing. And for myself, and I'm betting for many of our listeners, whales seem like, they hang out in the cold waters. That's what they do. And they're just eating and they're moving. I'm faster than I could swim, I'm sure, but relatively slowly. And I've never seen them in tropical waters. So I don't even, it's hard to even think of that, but that must have been so amazing.
It is to be able to see the f with at 100% clarity to look down on an adult and a calf humpback and see every aspect of them. Whereas again here, when we see them surface, we're not seeing the whole whale. So yes, it was quite an adventure and very memorable. So yeah, so that's my adventure.
All right.
So, oh, good. Well, we've really kind of covered the gamut, the fun, the important, the
The
serious,
serious.
and the, yeah, yep, but that's, and that's also words to describe relationships and our friendships.
And listeners, we have to say this, but these kind of questions, like asking these questions of your friend and learning about them, it doesn't have to be sitting down and now you're going to be interviewing each other. But some of these kind of questions are fun to have in your back pocket and just find out about each other. I know with my friends, and I bet Terry will say the same, that I'm still learning things about them, even friends I've had for decades. So we will put a link in the show notes to the article, and thank you everybody for joining us.
Thanks. Bye.